Blog Talk Radio.
December day here in the nation's capital. We're looking for highs in the low 70s. And if you're listening live today to our broadcast, it's December, and that generally doesn't happen this time of year, so we're enjoying it. We have to crack open the skylight here on our underground broadcast bunker. Our number, if you'd like to be a part of the program, is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. And you can also do a chat conversation with us, too, at Flash Chat here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Our guest today is thriller author Don Stansberry. The book is Secret Blood. And as you look for stocking stuffers and great Christmas gifts, this is a good one. It's a story filled with intrigue and politics and conspiracies, and, well, pretty much everything that you want this time of year for a great read. Don Stansberry is our guest, and we welcome him to the Burke Allen Show. Hello, Don.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and by the way, I should congratulate you. I understand that Secret Blood is a finalist for an International Book Award. So if you actually win an International Book Award, does that mean you have to go somewhere internationally to pick up your trophy?
Well, that would be great. I'm not sure what that entails, to be honest with you. My publisher enters these in contests, and this one worked out the way it did even before the book was released. So that was a good send off for us.
Well, congratulations. And by the way, the book Secret Blood is published by Headline Books. And if you'd like to pick up a copy, it's available at bookstores everywhere at headlinebooks.com, amazon.com, and wherever fantastic books are sold. Now, this book, Secret Blood, is your first adult book, but you had done children's books prior to this, correct?
Yes, I've done two young adult books, then a picture book, and then I did a compilation book with a school in Virginia. But, yeah, this is the first mainstream thriller that I have.
Well, you know, it makes sense to me that you've written young adult books and kids' books because you are and have been for many years an educator, a school teacher. Tell me about the transition into becoming a thriller writer.
Well, it wasn't something that I set out to do. It just kind of the idea threw itself on my lap, and the more I thought about it, the more interested in the whole idea I became. And it worked out. It wasn't a whole lot of work, to be honest with you. The story just kind of fell into place, and I was happy with the way it went.
Don Stansberry is our guest today. The book is Secret Blood, and it's just a fascinating premise to this book. And it has to do with cloning, but not cloning just anyone. What if Jesus Christ were cloned and there was only one person who knew about it, and what happens to that one person? So I'm fascinated to think about how that idea came to you.
Well, you know, just looking at TV for a few minutes, our society is such as if that would happen, if this whole scenario would work out, what would Jesus do? I mean, would he go on Oprah? Would he have a blog? You know, I don't want to be disrespectful about it, but it's a different kind of society that we really don't place Jesus in to think about how he would spread a message, if he would even have a message at that particular time. You know, magazines would say, well, what's he wearing? Whose shoes does he wear? What, you know, where does he go eat? What TV shows does he watch? And the more I thought about it, the more interested I became, and almost the more research I did to see how a lot of theologians and things pictured Jesus coming back.
Are you yourself a religious guy?
Yeah, I am. But honestly, I tried to keep a lot of my personal views out of it. I don't know if that's completely possible, but, you know, I am Catholic. I don't think that when Jesus comes back, he'll go immediately to the Pope. You know, I don't think he'll go to anyone. If you look at a lot of things that he did, he went to help people. And I think that's probably, and in the book, that's basically where they find him, is helping people. And also in the storyline, he does not know that he was cloned. He doesn't know where his DNA came from. He just basically is a guy trying to help people in Africa.
It's interesting to me, as I've skimmed through the book, it almost has a Forrest Gump quality in that, you put this character, this clone Jesus Christ, up close and personal with all these folks from all these walks of life. I mean, there's a CNN component, there's the president's chief of staff, there's a priest, you touch on the Beatles and Central Park and all that. When you did the research for this book, was it internet-based? Did you go to any of these places? Did you how did that all come together?
A lot of it was internet-based. I mean, I worked on it at night a lot, but also, just listening to different homilies, different scriptures, and trying to take that out of context and put it in the context of today's life. I found out a lot of things that I didn't know, and it helped me to understand a little bit of my own. It helped me solidify my own personal beliefs in some of the things. But again, it's basically, the book is basically a thriller set in a religious background and in a political background also.
You know, and the analogy that I used with someone in talking about this book is it's religious in the way that maybe Raiders of the Lost Ark is religious. That's it helps set up the premise for the story, but at the end of the day, it's really like great thrillers or great mystery books. It's a thrill ride at the end of the day. It's an old fashioned page turner. Is that what you set out to do?
Yeah, it is. When I did it, I had, because it's kind of a touchy subject. I mean, I don't want to do any disrespect to anybody. If I have a list of things not to do, going to hell is high up on that list of things not to do. So I wanted to be really, really respectful, and I wanted it to be a fun book. When on the back cover it says the government has cloned Jesus, and that's a very heavy kind of, thing for the first person to read when they read the back of the book. But really, it's once you get past that, it's very light, it's very uplifting, and I wanted it to be very, fun. Imagine what it would be like to be hanging around with this guy, to go through life and see the things that he does, the people that he touches. And I wanted it to be humorous, and I wanted it to be serious too.
When you talk to other thriller writers, I understand you're a member of the International Thriller Writers Association. What sorts of tips do those guys give you, or do you find that writing is very competitive and everybody sort of keeps their ideas close to the vest?
Well, it seems like the bigger guys, even though that I haven't actually talked with some of the people that I read a lot, they seem to be very helpful. They know it's a very tough business to get into, and it's competitive on a certain level, but I don't think they see it as competing with each other. They see it as maybe competing for getting the sales they want, but not actually, I'm going to have a better book than you. And they do have a lot of nice tips. It's a good organization to belong to, the Thrill Writers, and they give out a newsletter and send a lot of things your way. But it's basically, no matter what you're writing, you got to have a good story, and the trend seems to be going towards shorter chapters, quicker chapters, a lot of action. The pacing is very important in the thriller books, and those are all things that I took to heart when I tried to do this.
Our guest is author Don Stansberry. The book is an International Book Award finalist. It's called Secret Blood, and it's a thriller that has to do with cloning and the CIA and conspiracies and more. It's a great tabletop read just in time for Christmas, and it's available through the publisher Headline Books, bookstores everywhere, and online at outlets like Amazon.com. And by the way, if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. You can also take part in our flash chat here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. As an author, Don, that the writing business, the book business, is changing quite a bit, and the book itself, at least in paper form, many folks believe it is quickly becoming obsolete. If you were to look in your crystal ball and give us your insight as a professional writer, where do you see the book business in 5 years?
Well, just as a real quick little story, I mean, this is kind of promoting myself, which I'm not very good at, but somebody at a signing told me that they were reading my book, and they were so involved in the story that they kept tapping on the edge of the page, thinking that the book was going to turn this page by itself, because they were so used to reading on a Kindle he thought it was going to happen by itself. But you're right. I think the whole industry has changed. I don't know where it's going. I know growing up, every town had a little sweet shop, little candy store. We had record stores, and those are basically going out. I mean, we don't have those anymore. There is a book. I don't know if you're familiar with the Odd Thomas series.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the last book they have just completely blew me away. If you get an app, put it on your iPad, and look at the cover of the last Odd Thomas book, the iPad comes to life and the whole story comes out of it in like a cartoon computer-generated thing. And it's just really amazing. And I thought, well, maybe that's how books are going to be able to, you know, stand the test of time here. And instead of going all to electronic Kindle kind of books, these books have the artwork that actually comes out, and there's a little movie with just the cover of the book. I don't know how it works, but I was just completely shocked by it. But I thought, well, that may save the whole book industry, something like that.
The technology is amazing. Now, as an older guy, as an adult guy who didn't grow up with this technology, when you crack open a book, is it on a Kindle? Is it on an iPad? Or are you a paper kind of guy?
I definitely right now I'm a paper kind of guy. And I can see myself getting a Kindle because, you know, I usually end up getting wherever I'm supposed to go. I get there early, and I usually bring a book with me and read. And it would be a lot easier to have your whole selection on that. I'm at the point right now, you know, at home where if I bring a book home, my wife says I have to get rid of five. So I'm very selective of what I buy now. You know, I tend to buy the same people over and over with different books, but I keep with the same authors.
And perhaps this will be your first in a long line of thrillers, and folks can become Don Stansberry fans. The book is Secret Blood. It's from Headline Books, and it's available at Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, and at the publisher's website, headlinebooks.com. Don is an award winner. He's an International Book Award finalist in the thriller category, and this new book, Secret Blood, certainly is there. Don, when we come back after the break, I'd like to talk to you and get your unique perspective as an educator and an author about the epidemic of young people not reading. Can you hang on for just a couple of minutes?
Sure, I can.
Back with more with author Don Stansberry, the author of Secret Blood. He's our guest today on The Burke Allen Show. Back right after this.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy
Jr. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
For tour dates, visit Landau online at LandauMurphyJr.com. This is the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Our telephone number is 718-506-1944. Free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. You can also take part in our flash chats at the Blog Talk Radio site. And Don Stansberry, the author of Secret Blood, is our guest today. Don, we have a comment in our quick flash chat section from a gentleman in Alabama. He says that, and I thought this was interesting as we head into the Christmas season, I think of Jimmy Stewart on It's a Wonderful Life. He says maybe this book sequel could be called Mr. Jesus Goes to Washington instead of Mr. Smith. So he says it's a fantastic premise, and he can't wait to read it. And I would imagine that you probably get that it's a great premise sometimes. Have you gotten any blowback, you said, as a practicing Catholic, from anyone in your church, from your priest, who said, oh, this is sacrilege, you've gone too far, any of that sort of thing?
No, in fact, everything that I've gotten like that has been very, very positive. A priest has read it, a Methodist minister has read it, and in fact, a Presbyterian church group in Charlotte is doing a book study on it. And that was brought by somebody who liked it, bringing it to the book study and saying, we need to look at this and read it. So the one priest even had me do signings after Mass. He was so positive about it. So,
oh, that's
like
fantastic.
I said, yeah, it really is, because that was one of my goals, is not to be disrespectful and just kind of make a good story that people would want to read. That it evolved into the whole CIA, because I don't think Jesus would be here without, you know, somewhere the government being aware and being worried about it, or, you know, being cautious about it. So, you know, it all worked out to where it turned into I'm really proud of it as a thriller.
As well you should be. It's an International Book Award finalist. The book is called Secret Blood. And by the way, if you'd like to visit Don online, his own website is the initial D for Don, dstansberry.com. The book is Secret Blood, and your phone calls are always welcome at 718-506-1944. Now, you have a unique perspective, I think, of things in terms of being an educator. And by the way, we should mention that, Don, you were also a basketball coach for many years and won some state championships, correct?
Yes, I did. Yeah, well, when we had the players, I was a really good coach.
Well said. It's something of an epidemic, if you follow the education arena these days, that young people just aren't reading the way they did in years past, and especially young men, young boys, teen boys. There seems to be a real gulf there, and you know, there are lots of theories behind why that is. Is it that they don't see their fathers reading? Is that perhaps you know, they're drawn more to video games? As an educator and an author, what say you?
Well, I think that it hasn't really changed much over the years. Once a boy, especially boys, I think boys are the big target. Once a boy starts reading something he enjoys, then he is going to take off on it. I've had kids in class that, you know, act like sometimes they don't know a whole lot, but when you get them on a subject that they're really interested in, they have the most complex minds on that subject. And it's like, you know, sometimes it's fishing, sometimes it's motorcycles, sometimes it's sports, but they will really take off on something they like. Now, if you give a kid a chance between a book and a video game, most of the time they're going to take a video game because of, you know, peer pressure. Everybody does it. But some of the studies that I've read say that kids now, their actual brains are forming differently than before the computer generation. The synapses in the brain actually are a little different because of the, I don't know if it's the speed of watching and eye-hand coordination or what it is, but the whole computer thing is changing the way we think and the way we do things. And I think that's going to have a lot to do with who reads and why they read and what they read.
And as a reader yourself, and now as a thriller writer, are there other thriller authors that you really respect, that you can't wait to get their new book and that you're a big fan of?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Robert B. Parker died a couple of years ago, and I was just devastated that some of the characters that I really, really enjoyed, I'd never know what happened to them. And I know that's dumb on a certain level because they're not real. But those
Sure.
characters were so real to me that I couldn't wait to hear, you know, what they did in one book or the next book. And it was the same guys over and over, but they were such perfect characters that I really enjoyed them. Same thing with John Stafford. I mean, I like all the Prey books. I like the Virgil Flowers books. And then, you know, anything that Stephen King puts out, I usually get. And there's a couple others. I'm really excited about this. He's kind of new. Lee Child has several Jack Reacher books out. I'm reading one of his right now. But, you know, there are certain guys I really enjoy.
Our guest is author Don Stansberry. He's talking about some of his favorite authors, and he's the author of the new thriller, Secret Blood. It's an award-winning book, an International Book Award finalist, and it's a novel about cloning Jesus and essentially a covert CIA operation that has managed to achieve this incredible feat, the cloning of Christ, and what happens from there, and is it an abomination? Is it part of a divine plan? Is it just this sort of weird thing where Christ is going to show up on the MTV Awards with Kanye West? You'll have to read and find out in the book Secret Blood with Don Stansberry. Now, Don, I know you get out to sign copies of the book occasionally, and when you talk to readers out there, what do they tell you they're looking for in a thriller?
Well, it's really interesting to me to watch people read the back of a book. You can tell by the expression on their face what's going through. Now, like this one, you know, the religion part of it brings out a lot of emotions that regular thrillers don't have sometimes. So you can see if they're interested or not. But this one, you can kind of see different emotions come out. Now, I've had a couple people that you know, they dropped the book like it was going to burn their hands after they read the cloning part. And, you know, I said, well, this is fiction. I'll talk to you about it. You know, I'll let you read the book, and then you can make a decision on whether you think, you know, it's right or wrong. Some people have a really quizzical look on their face. There was a lady in when we were, the book was released in New York, and Maggie Litton, who does a talk radio show, I was talking to her, and I watched her read it, and she almost had a smile come across her face because she thought, well, this is very interesting. I wonder how this is going to work out. And, you know, that was one of the best things that's happened to me, is to see her do that.
Sure. Maggie Litton, a famous broadcaster with SiriusXM's Book Radio, and I would assume that it's got to be very satisfying then when you hear back from folks after they've read the book. Does that make you want to go on and write the next one? Is there a next book already in the works?
I do have a premise for the next one. Yeah, and it's one of those things, you know, and I hate to admit it, but it's a huge ego thing. I've had people actually come up on the street and hug me, and that's a good part of the bad part. I didn't know who they were. I mean, and that means that I've touched something in someone, and it really is very, very humbling. I mean, I when people say they like it, I really don't know what to say. I kind of mumble around and say I really appreciate it because I really, really do. But, you know, I don't know how to work that yet. Hopefully I'll figure out something rather than stumble around. But, yeah, it's very it's a very personal thing, and it works both ways. I mean, you know, as soon as I hear that, you just immediately want to go back and start on something else. And and there is a sequel. Well, I have everything done for it. I have another idea that it's a lot more, you know, fleshed out about another story that would not, that doesn't have anything to do with this, that I'd really like to do, but the publisher says she'd really like me to do a sequel first. So I don't know how it's going to work out.
So a sequel to Secret Blood may be in the works. You've also got another standalone book, too. When you write, do you visualize these characters? Who would play these characters, let's say, if it became a movie? And do you have, you know, faces in your head? And for the characters in Secret Blood, have you already cast that movie?
Yeah, definitely, in my head. If I didn't, I don't think I mean, that's one of the ways that I personally keep everybody straight and keep the personality straight, and I can see exactly who's playing who, and even though I don't know their names, I'll know the roles they played in certain movies or on TV, and a lot of times I will name people in the book after people I grew up with as another way of keeping everybody straight in my mind.
And that leads to a great question about sort of the process of writing. And on this program, we've interviewed some fantastic writers, some New York Times bestsellers, and some independent authors, first-time authors. And they all seem to go at it a little bit differently. Each one has their own system to getting the book finished. The one thing that I've learned about talking with a lot of professional writers is that they treat it very much like a job, though, and they do either have a word count that they want to try to get through each day, or they'll set aside X number of minutes or hours that they're going to write every day. And it's the folks that don't have that sort of discipline that seem to really struggle in getting their books finished. What is your method to sit down and write the book? How does it go from soup to nuts?
I do have an outline of beginning, middle, and end. And I know how it's going to turn out. And I just like to sit down and kind of let it come to me. I will think about it the night before, work it out in my mind, and then when I sit down to start typing, I try to get through one scene, at least one scene before I go on to the before I quit. And sometimes that scene may take several times. I've worked on a paragraph for several hours, at a time where it just didn't come out right. It wasn't working what I wanted it to do, and then sometimes it just flies by. So I don't know, I don't know if it's the preparation or just, my mental state that day or what, but it's different every time I sit down.
What about the editing process for the book? Are you your own editor? Do you have a professional editor? And if it is someone else, how do you take that criticism when they say, this just isn't working, or try this differently?
It may be different after this one. But especially for my first one, I took everybody's advice. I had a couple people read it, and they would make comments, and I changed that. Then I handed it in to Kathy, the publisher, and she had her editors go through it. And, it was pretty much the same. There were some things like the prologue in this book. I had it as several pages to begin with, probably about five pages, and then I wanted to take the whole thing out. And then we compromised on making it 2.5 pages. So little things like that, not basic story content, but, just how I told a certain part or grammar that, I'm still working on. So little things like that.
And as we wrap up in our last couple of minutes here, if someone were to come up to you at a book signing event, maybe they wandered into their neighborhood Barnes & Noble and you're there at the table and they don't know you and they don't know Secret Blood, your new book, how do you describe it to them quickly?
Well, first of all, I ask them, I'll say, please, I'll tell you about this, but please don't throw it at me. You don't like
good move. That keeps the bruising down.
It does, and it usually relaxes people. And I'll say this, this is a very uplifting book. It's a thriller, but it does have, a background of religion in it. And to get where I wanted to go with Jesus being here, I had a whole kind of dark belly of the CIA clone him. And it's very awful at first. It seems like a very awful thing until people start realizing, well, maybe this was part of the divine plan after all. Not the second coming, but some kind of little plan that was put into work 2,000 years ago, and there's only a few people that know about it now. So that kind of gets their curiosity up over the book. And to see, a lot of people have told me, they just can't wait to see how I end it, which, because you don't want it to be bad feeling. You want it to be, Stephen King calls it something like the suspension of reality, where you can make the unreal seem real if you do it right. And that was one of my goals, too, is to make that work like that. So that's what I kind of like, not actually give them a sales pitch, but just talk to people about it.
Makes perfect sense. The book is Secret Blood. It's a brand new thriller about what would happen if Jesus Christ were cloned today. Only one person knew, I guess one person outside the CIA's covert operation. It has elements of mystery and political intrigue. It's a thriller in the truest sense, and it's nominated for an International Book Award. The author is Don Stansberry. Visit Don online at the initial dstansberry.com. You can pick up the book at Headline Books or bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com. And Don, do you have any book signings coming up? I know we're heading into Christmas. You may be taking some time off, but where can folks catch up with you next?
Well, I am not sure. I don't have my calendar right here. I don't think I have much coming up till the first of the year. I know I counted up last night. Since in the last couple of months, I've put almost 2,000 miles on my car going to places. So we've been driving a lot of places, and hopefully we'll be expanding the territory a little bit so I can get out, in bigger rings of publicity. So right now, I don't see anything. don't see anything happening in the near future, but I don't have my calendar here right now. I'd be happy to go anywhere, though.
Fair enough. Have Book Will Travel, and if you watch Don's website, dstansberry.com, he'll have all those dates, I'm sure, posted after the new year. Don, thank you so much for being a part of the program, and hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas holiday.
I really appreciate it. The same back to you.
Don Stansberry, our guest today. The book is Secret Blood. It's a brand new thriller from Headline Books. It is available at headlinebooks.com, amazon.com, and bookstores everywhere. From our studios in Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.